Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, gun reviewers and writers in the review space, most of them write about the same thing, and it's almost so redundant that after a while, if you see like the first one, you don't look at the others. And I always like somebody who does something a little bit different. One thing I've never ever been versed in is in the outdoor field lifestyle, the camping lifestyle, the bushcraft lifestyle. So that's what makes this first hour so interesting. We're joined now from Guns.com by writer Kristen Alberts, who this is her specialty. How are you, Kristen?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Bill.
I did not realize how diversified your portfolio was till earlier today, because what makes this so good is you write about what most people don't.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned, I like to follow my passion, and that just happens to be hunting and the outdoor world. And I don't think you see a lot of women doing that, and I don't think enough people in general focusing on that.
Well, let's look at this first one, because this I've always been irreverent about these things. Knives, field knives especially. With a field knife, like I've used, when I was in the military, I was always running out of tent stakes. And I would always go to the clothing store when I would lose my knife, and I'd either buy the pilot survival knife or the Army ripoff of the K-bar. And in that instance, I would take that knife and drive it into the ground as a tent stake. And that was me being field expedient. But I mean, was that me using that knife as a field knife? What makes a knife a field knife?
Oh, I think absolutely. If you're calling a knife a field knife or a camp knife, you're expecting that knife to perform and do the things you're doing in the outdoors. If you're hunting, you're camping, or you're in a survival situation, if you need a tent stake, you're going to grab the closest thing you have, and maybe that's your knife. Maybe you use it to split kindling. Who knows?
In the Army, they didn't let us burn any fires. No fires for us. We existed in the dark and in the cold. But, I have been following a lot. My favorite kind of YouTuber to watch now are the ones that go out into the most miserable of conditions voluntarily and exist out there. And this is where employing a field knife the various ways, which I never would have thought until I watched these videos. I've always thought of a knife as something you stick in somebody. The knife is a very versatile tool, eh?
Without a doubt, and especially for me coming from a hunting background. And first of all, I want to give a tip of the hat to you and any other veterans out there. We can't thank you enough for your service. And you know firsthand that you need your knives and your firearms to function in all conditions.
Yep.
So if we can review those things and give you some real-world tests so that when you're out there camping, fishing, hiking, or hunting, you know your gear will perform.
Now, I still have my old Army clothing store K-bar. And one of my sons became a knifesmith, and he sharpened it to a frightening degree. Probably sharper than it needs to be. What would we look at today as a modern field knife? Where do you find modern field knives? Can we find a decent selection at Cabela's or Academy Sports or something like that? Who makes decent field knives?
Well, I think that's a good question, Bill. And obviously, you know, I'm reviewing a lot of items for Guns.com, and Guns.com now started selling knives, so that's one good location to buy. sometimes you want to get your hands on a knife in person before you purchase it. So
right.
I like to check out local gun stores. You might check out gun shows, you know, larger stores that you mentioned, and get a feel for what you're buying.
Now, one knife I see on here that I can't believe is still on the list is the Glock. The Glock knife.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot about the Glock knife. I'm a fan of classics. I grew up and was gifted by my grandfather a buck knife. I like the K-Bar knives. I like American-made knives. And there are so many great options out there.
Well, I mean, the Glock knife, it was overseas in Europe. You could find those everywhere. And it was the same then as it is today. Same sheath, same blade, same grip. And compared to a bigger knife with a sharper blade on it, that blade was not that sharp. But I, like I said, I didn't have a knifesmith's son at the time when all of that was happening. I find that interesting that happens today. But, I mean, nowadays, K-Bar is still a player, huh?
Absolutely. And like you say, with the Glock knife looking the same with guns and knives, they don't have to be pretty to get the job done.
No. No, but, I mean, you can, now, a really nice knife, you can spend a lot of money on a nice functional knife, right? I mean, knives are almost like handguns when it comes to that. I mean, if you want something made out of some crazy steel or something, you can spend some serious money on a knife.
Oh, definitely. You can spend hundreds or thousands of dollars for custom knives, which I may be guilty of doing from time to time, and I'm sure a lot of other hunters and outdoors folks do the same.
I like the look of the Kershaw camp knife that you've got in your article, just because that looks like it'd be really good for the batoning when you're trying to split wood.
Absolutely. That's a heavy-duty one. I keep that strap either to my hunting pack or to my ATV if I'm going out hunting. And I use it a lot for clearing brush around my tree stands or my blinds. It's not a super expensive knife or chopper, machete, whatever you want to call it, but it gets the job done. It stays sharp. The finish stays fairly nice, and it comes with a good sheath. So it has everything that you need when you're venturing out.
So you just mentioned hunting. So, like, if you're hunting, when you go hunting, how many different kinds of knives do you take? Because I presume you're not going to use that knife to be your cleaning knife when you field dress whatever it is you're hunting, right?
No, definitely not. So if I have the ability to carry multiple things with me, if I'm not going really into the backcountry where I'm limited to what I carry, I'll carry a couple different things. I'll carry the Kershaw camp or some kind of chopper. I'll carry one good hunting knife. I like the Buff. I like some of the other options that you find at guns.com. I like the new CRKT Hunt and Fish. That's
right.
A great option.
Yeah, that's. I would have to. This would be a whole new education for me to get out there and go hunting. Although I see some of this stuff out here. I've never gone hunting, Kristen. Not ever.
Well,
not
maybe
once.
We'll have to talk you into that sometime.
Well, maybe so, because I find it fascinating. What a hunter goes through. I do a regular thing with another writer named Dean Weingarten. We talk about hunters that go out and accidentally get eaten by bears.
Yeah, that's an accident.
Yeah. So, but I mean, these guys are hunters. Go way out there into the bush to find what they're looking for. And everything, like you said, it's all about what you can carry. So that's interesting. If you go to guns.com. And you click on Kristen's name, Kristen Alberts. This will take you to a archive of her latest stuff, latest news and reviews by Kristen Alberts. And she covers a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about, when we get back, this is the other thing. One of the reasons I don't hunt is I don't know how to prepare that which I might would hunt. So, to me, it's wasteful to go out and just kill anything for the sake of killing it without there being a purpose behind that. So, Kristen has some.
We as hunters like to use and utilize the meat. There's a big movement right now in field to table. So, it's a great time to be a hunter.
Well, you hang on for me. When we get back, we're going to find out about some of Kristen's recipes. She is from guns.com. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
35 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, forget that, I just said that. I'm still trying to get unused to that. Hang on with me. Just bear with me on that one. We're talking to Kristen Alberts from Guns.com. In addition to teaching you how to, what this is and what that is, for those of you who don't know, she does gun reviews on stuff that has to do with wilderness, outdoors, hunting, bushcraft, that kind of thing. She also has recipes. Recipes are good. I've actually tried alligator tail there, Kristen. Is that something you've ever sampled? It sort of looks like you have. We still got Kristen?
I'm a month in Africa.
There you go.
And it was actually a Nile crocodile that I was able to harvest after a very difficult hunt. But part of what I wanted to do over there was not just to hunt and test guns and ammunition, but to eat some of everything that we harvested. So we had a chance in camp to use some of that crocodile tail, and we had some great local camp chefs who cooked that up, and I was able to learn some new recipes and take some of those ideas back home.
Now, the alligator tail I've tasted, which were sort of set up like nuggets, like these crocodile nuggets you've got, sort of tasted, and this is horrible to say because it's such a cliche, but they sort of tasted like chicken.
You know, it really does in a way. And that's fine if that's how people describe it. But the main thing is a lot of people, even in our camp, shied away from saying, you know, we don't want to try it. Nobody eats croc. Nobody eats gator. But when you harvest something fresh and you take care of the meat, it means a lot to you to use that meat that you harvested. So if we can find recipes and creative ways to get people to try this and to use it, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, I know with like a crocodile or an alligator, the entire hide is just about something you can use. But how much of the animal can actually be harvested as food? Just the tail?
Well, you'd be surprised, especially over in Africa, and seeing populations and local people that are really struggling to find food and clean water. They use just about every bit of every animal that we harvested. So while we as hunters are taking home the hides and the trophies and eating some of the meat there, it's really heartwarming to see how much of that gets used and the benefit to the local population.
That's interesting. I you know, and it's not surprising, but it is interesting. So with harvesting animals and everything else, which animal out there that you have harvested actually has the biggest yield of things that you can harvest and use for the various purposes in your experience?
In my experience, probably some of the larger bovine animals. I've hunted American bison, I've hunted water buffalo, and now I've had the opportunity to hunt Cape buffalo in Africa. And those are obviously very large animals that you're using large bore rifles to hunt. But the yield on those, the hide and the meat, gives you quite a great output. So there's plenty there for the hunter, and there's enough to share with friends and the hungry.
What about these... When you go and like you, this crocodile that's in this picture that you have here, you said that's a Nile crocodile?
It is, yes. That's a wild river crocodile from Africa.
Now, is the Nile River, isn't that where supposedly Gaston hangs out? Gaston, the man-eater? I know the Nile River is a long stretch of water. I know that you probably weren't a block away from him or anything. But, I mean, how dangerous is it to hunt a crocodile?
Well, that's a good question. Any hunt that you're on has its dangers. Anything considered the big five or the dangerous seven, which a crocodile is a dangerous hunt. That's why we're with professional hunters who are also armed, so you have backups at all times. You're using the utmost caution, but the adrenaline is also rushing, and when you're crawling up, literally crawling on our bellies to get close to the shore and in range of these animals, the heart is pumping, I can tell you that, Bill.
Right. I can imagine. I can imagine on something like that. On land, a crocodile is how fast? They're pretty quick, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They'd get to you before you can move. I'm pretty confident in that fact.
The rifle you're showing there, is that is it a Henry?
That is. That's Henry's new Sidegate Picatinny rail, all weather in 4570. So the biggest center fire that they offer at this time.
So can you take a lever action rifle and tack it up? I see a lot, as a lot of the tactical instructors are aging, a lot of them are moving to lever rifles and starting to tack them up a little bit and make them look a little almost cyberpunkish, but very functional. I don't own, let me rephrase that. I have currently in the house a Henry's little .22 coach gun. But that is earmarked for my grandson, who is currently three. It hasn't been out of the box in quite some time, and it probably won't get out of the box till he turns old enough to take it away. So, but I've been thinking about a lever gun, and you know, we can talk about this in the next segment because we only got a couple of minutes left. But are these things? Can you make them pretty tacked up? I mean, I can see the rail on yours. I can see the scope on yours.
Oh, definitely. You can go as tactical as you want to, whether aftermarket by adding accessories or grabbing Marlin-made one, Henry-made one that are specifically already set up for the tactical market. And we can talk about that more in the next segment.
Yeah, let's do that, because I don't know nothing about some of this stuff, Kristen. I mean, I'm just ignorant. I'm just ignorant when it comes to it. Between that lever action rifle and your regular bolt gun, when you head into the bush, which one would you rather carry?
You know, it really depends on what kind of situation it is. I'm a big fan of both, so I like to give all my guns a workout. So I might grab a lever action one day if I'm feeling nostalgic, or if I'm planning some longer shots, I might go for a bolt action.
I can see myself carrying a lever action gun.
I think you'd look good with a lever action.
Well, I don't know how I'd look with it. But I think I would thoroughly enjoy it. I know Chris Costa has really gotten into these. I see a bunch of videos. And he likes 45-70. But, I mean, he's got his 45-70 is really dressed. So, well, we'll have to look into that as we go. Just out of curiosity, before we head into the break, what is the most dangerous animal you've ever hunted in your experience?
I had a bit of a hairy experience with a water buffalo in Texas, actually, which was planned to be kind of a tune-up hunt for a Cape buffalo, but... If the shot's not perfect, and even when it is pretty darn close, those things charge. And I learned quickly that you have to stand in there and make the follow-up shots and have good people around you.
Yeah, I've heard the Cape water, but my uncle has hunted those, and I know those are very dangerous. You ever hunted lions?
I have not, no, but that would be on my list someday.
Yeah. I've read where that is also very, very dangerous. I can completely get it. Kristen is a writer at guns.com. To go to the guns.com blog, you would look to the upper right, or excuse me, left-hand corner when you go to the website where it says guns.com news. If you want to check out what she's written, you click on her name in the byline. It'll take you to a place where all the stuff she's written lately is sitting waiting on you. In addition to her, Ben Phillippe, Chris Eager, all kinds of people. All kinds of people. Alex Reville, he's there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
To try and address supply chain issues around the country, President Biden announced Wednesday that the Port of Los Angeles will be operating around the clock. One of the impacted industries is the toy industry, which is concerning to Toy Association President Steve Passerb. who shares with Newsmax where the most impact is being felt across the country.
This is a pretty significant problem, particularly for the medium-sized and small-sized toy companies. America's got over 900 different toy companies. It's those medium and small companies that are really struggling, both getting on the ships to get here and also the enormous increase in prices that the shipping companies are charging, upwards of 800-900% over last year.
A new Gallup poll found that 52% of Americans believe the government is intruding too much in individuals' and businesses' lives. USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to fight the federal COVID vaccine mandate in court.
We are going to contest that immediately. We think the state of Florida has standing to do it, and we also know businesses that we're going to work with to contest it.
Speaking in Fort Myers, a Republican governor saying he doesn't believe the Biden administration has the authority to impose a vaccine requirement through OSHA. There's a backlog of shipping cargo at the Long Beach and Los Angeles ports in California. Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles, Gene Soroka, points out the progress the port has made in cutting down how much time railways are waiting to load cargo.
Our rail dwell time for on-dock product is down to 4.4 days. We've cut the backlog of rail containers by two-thirds over the last 60 days, and we cut it in half over the last month.
USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. As I'm aging, I'm looking at other parts of the discipline when it comes to guns. And one thing that I've never embraced, although when I was in the military, you know, we did most of the stuff. I did all the outdoor stuff you could possibly want, except in a tactical setting. But I never looked at the weapon side of it. And joining me now is somebody who specializes in that, writes about it all the time. Her name is Kristen Alberts. She writes at guns.com. Let's talk lever action rifles first. But before we get into that, do you have any experience with the scout type rifles?
I do a little bit, yeah. I mean, you can appreciate that platform even from a hunting angle, and being guns that are made for maybe brush busting or getting out there in thicker country or being in a blind, it certainly serves a practical purpose.
I had one. It was not something I was ever going to use. Apparently, I didn't know how to shoot it. I reviewed it, and I was told by everybody that watched that review that I didn't know how to shoot it. It was like nothing like watching AR guys shoot bolt guns.
Well, you know, at least you're giving it a try, and I think a scout gun is something that takes some practice on the range, especially if you're talking about mid-range scopes and things that I'm not used to, maybe you're not used to, but a lot of people are and use them very well.
The thing I liked about the scout, though, was the scout seemed like it could be just about anything. Now, as far as, you know, you could use it for hunting, you could use it for defense, it was small enough to be sort of tactical, but at the same time, chambered in the right chamber, it could, and it's a really soft shooting gun. But lever actions, I have never shot anything above a 22 long rifle. I have no experience at all. And this, I'm a big fan of Henry's, so I know they make a 45-70. If somebody is going to be looking at a lever action rifle, and they're looking for something that they could carry into the woods if they're going to go hunting or camping or whatever, and they want that, what caliber would you recommend? What's a good all-around caliber?
I think that's a good question, and I'd encourage you and any of your listeners to try out some of those lever actions. And as far as what caliber you're carrying, I would say it really depends on where you're planning to camp, where you're planning to hunt, and what you feel comfortable shooting. Not everybody feels comfortable out of the box grabbing a hard-hitting 45-70. They're thinking that's a lot of recoil. You can start with some of the handgun calibers in the big boy line, maybe a 357 or a 44 mag, which have very low recoil. They're a little more inexpensive to shoot normally if we can find ammunition. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Henry rifles and that American-made quality.
Yeah, the Henry, I like that. Now, you used your Henry 45-70 to take down the Cape Buffalo, huh?
I did. And I think that was an uncommon thing. A lot of the folks in Africa had never seen a lever action before. I favor levers in large part because I think that's America's major introduction to the firearms action world. It's something that's uniquely ours. And so it was a nice challenge to take those guns over there. I took the all-weather 45-70, and I also took a Long Ranger and a 308.
What is the magazine capacity on one of those?
Depending on your caliber, you can go from 223, 6.5 Creedmoor, 308. Might be a couple others in there. I'm thinking you're in the 3 to 4 round capacity in the magazine.
Yeah. I don't think now, 223 to me seems like an awful light load for a gun like that.
Well, it is, but I think in the Long Ranger, there's a lot of people who are out there varminting. They're maybe shooting prairie dogs, or they're out after coyotes, fox, and things like that. And in those cases, a 223 is a great option.
Hmm. 45-70 is what I got to try. I got to just try it. I do. I got to try that one, if simply because, that's like the legendary, that's the Buffalo round, yeah?
Yeah, it really is. And folks who follow me know, even though I write a lot about new guns, I also love traditional type of things. And the 45-70 is one of those throwback rounds with a ton of history, like you said, as a Buffalo gun. And there's no reason you can't take it out today for deer or bear or just as a backup gun if you're camping.
Now, as far as what this round will deal with, and I mean, I like with this series that I've done with this guy about bears that attack people, I know that bears have been killed with every caliber known to man, from 22 on up. And so with a caliber that you would want to take out into the woods if you were just taking out a gun as a self-defense mechanism. You're not hunting. You're just hiking. You're backpacking. You don't want to be one of these that, you know, come across a grizzly bear with their cubs or something and just be a bear's meal. You want to be able to defend yourself. What would be a good caliber and a lever gun that would deal with a bear?
I definitely would favor the 45-70. That's not to say you can't get it done with a 357, a 44 mag, a 45 Colt, or in the Marlins, maybe a 444. But I always like to subscribe to the saying, use enough gun, and I would rather have more than I need.
Yeah, that's the only reason I own a shotgun. By the way, there was a moment there when I was thinking, well, I might want to start go camping. So I got a Mossberg Maverick 88 shotgun, which is about as much shotgun as I need, and I figured that would be a good slug gun. I mean, slugs would be what you want to use with a shotgun with a bear, right?
I would think so in that situation, and that's a great and affordable option.
Now, as far as, I see one of the things that you have reviewed is a CZ. Now, I'm curious about that because CZ rifles look, and CZ is a sponsor of mine, like guns.com. But their rifles are the most unassuming looking rifles there are. I mean, that you look at them, you're like, that's really well made, but it doesn't look heavy duty or anything. How heavy duty is a CZ rifle that you would take on a safari?
I would grab, CZ made probably one of the most affordable and heavy duty safari rifles that's been out there on the modern market in their 550 line. I have one in a 375 H&H, and I would take that out on any dangerous game safari. Like you said, unless you upgrade the wood, it's not a fancy looking rifle, but boy, it's built well and it gets the job done.
You know, one thing I've noticed when I look at the videos of the people that are going hunting, with the exception of some people that go out there and like the Boyd's gun stocks, which are made out of wood, I don't see too many people upgrading the traditional gun for the most part. Most of them are going out with whatever it is they got. Is that the way that works out? There's not a lot of people modding up their hunting weapons or their outdoor weapons?
Well, I think yes and no. I've been accused of being a pro in that I like fancy and shiny things. So, I mean, stainless and upgraded wood, maybe a higher grade of walnut. While that's not practical necessarily for dragging through the brush, it is a good-looking rifle. And to that end, I think you see today especially a lot of hunters are restocking their rifles with some ultralight stocks, backcountry types, carbon fibers, and different things that, one, don't show the wear, are really heavy-duty and not affected by moisture, and also are more practical for field use.
I just, this whole discipline just absolutely amazes me, just simply because I don't know anything about it. Now, when we get back, in the hunting world, there has been another sort of repercussion due to the Remington bankruptcy, whereby Marlin is now owned by Ruger, and you've written about that. I want to hear about what Ruger is doing with Marlin. When we get back, talking to Kristen Alberts from Guns.com, this is Lock and Load.
That the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Kristen Albert. She is a writer at Guns.com, and I get to go somewhere I never get to go for the most part, because while I do talk some stuff with Dean, I never get to talk the details of the equipment and the people that actually go out and do this. And I get to do this with Kristen because, well, she's actually the genuine article. And I did not know this, but Ruger had taken over Marlin. Now, what are you hoping comes out of that, Kristen? Are you hoping that Ruger maintains the product line, or what are you hoping that comes out of that?
Well, I think we have a lot of hopes. We know Ruger has American-made quality, and I think that's something we're looking forward to in the return of Marlin. I have a number of models that I'm hoping to see come back. A lot of the classics, that Rimfire Model 39A, the 336 is kind of the bread and butter lever action, and 3030 and 35 Remington. And one of my personal favorites that we probably won't see come back because it's rather obscure in the Marlin 375 and a 375 Winchester. But it'll be interesting to see what they debut first.
Are they definitely going to come back with those product lines?
Well, I think they've been leaking information here and there, and I think we expect an 1894 and an 1895. I'm sure it'll take them some time to get everything rolling into gun store shelves and into guns.com, but I think it's coming sooner than later.
Now, I know, like with Franklin Armory, they bought Bushmaster, but all they bought was the Bushmaster name. With Ruger, did they only buy the Marlin name, or did they actually buy the facilities, or...
I don't know about the facilities, but I know they did end up with some of the machinery. And there were some upgrades that needed to be made to probably what was aged machinery that's been used for as long as lever actions have been around. So I have complete confidence that Ruger is going to come back with updated machinery and showing their quality on the new Marlin line.
So with the lever action rifle, is it lever action or lever action? I always say lever.
Whatever you prefer, Bill.
What do you say?
I say lever.
Okay.
That doesn't make it correct.
Okay. Well, I'll say lever for the rest of the day. With a leather action rifle, is there one brand of the ones that are available today that you think is the most venerable and the most well known, has the best reputation?
I would say right now, especially looking at American-made lever actions, and there are not a lot out there right now with Marlin not being on the market, but anybody who's followed me knows I'm a big fan of Henry repeating arms. They're made in America or not made at all. Every piece on those guns, from the American walnut to the metal to the screws themselves, are sourced in America. And I think, along with some other companies, they have some of the highest and best customer service in the business. You can call up there and talk to the owner or one of the high-up people, and they're going to take care of you.
One thing I noticed about people that are taking these lever-action rifles and sort of modernizing them, they leave the stock alone for the most part. They might run a rail out from the stock, or they might do something to extend the magazine. And most of these guys are going for really, really long barrels because I guess that gives them a longer magazine tube. So, but the other thing they do, though, is they've just got the entire rifle festooned everywhere with ammo. They got it on the buttstock. They got it on the strap. They got it on the opposite side away from where the face goes. I mean, it's everywhere. Anybody actually go hunting with a gun like that?
You know, I think that's probably akin to the tactical world of having 10 different lights and lasers and things hanging off your rifle. But
right.
I think everybody should do what makes them happy with their rifle. But I think that opens the door to the tactical market that you talked about. And companies like Marlin, before the unfortunate bankruptcy incident, had the Dark series of rifles that were blacked out and had the longer rail and had a threaded barrel and a short barrel, which were great tactical guns and also great hunting guns. And now Henry has come out with their X model, which is kind of the same blacked out threaded barrel, fiber optic sights, and having more of the tactical friendly market in mind.
Yeah, I see that. That's going to be the next thing. I actually have one of my holsters is a depiction of Charlie Brown as a grown up pipe hitter, and he's carrying a tacked up lever action rifle.
Oh, I like
Snoopy's a hellhound, and he's a pipe hitter.
That's great. I think there's plenty of room in the industry for us to have fun with the things that we do and to make the guns into what makes us happy.
I think so, too. That's one thing that I do video reviews, and I wonder if you run into this for writing as a reviewer. If I do a video review and I do anything even slightly... Like, I'm not a big fan of the SIG P365 pistol because it's just so small and my hands are so arthritic. So, like, if I'm manipulating the gun, every class you go to, if you go into a pistol class, that is one of those things where they're like, it's going to fail. So you got to plan for it to fail. So you plan for it to fail. And that gun is so small that I'm planning for it to fail, when I'm training for it to fail, I can't put it back into I have to adjust what I can do with every other gun. I have to adjust the way I go into remedial action. And most people don't, most of these people that are looking at these reviews are not thinking what you just said, which is everybody can have some fun with this. It's just about fun. It's about your personal opinion, your personal expression. You ever run into that as a writer?
Oh, absolutely. I think
anytime
you put yourself out there and you're sharing your opinion, even though you're stating it's your opinion, you'll find some lovers and some haters. And to that end, and I actually find it kind of comical at this point, is that I've had more death threats than I have marriage proposals. But anytime you take a controversial topic, even if it's not controversial, like you're talking about the handgun, and I might say, you know, this works well for me, but maybe for a larger frame man, it's not going to work as well. Well, you thought you lit the world on fire. But that's part of the business, and I think if we're out there talking about guns and giving our honest opinion, that's what we get in return. And that's a good thing. I want to know what people think, and I want to give an opinion that helps them with their purchase before they spend their hard-earned money. They should know what's coming out of that gun box.
Yeah. I've always thought that the whole gun reviews, first in print and then on video, and I'm sure the combination of both, probably spurred a lot of the gun buying that goes on today, because that used not to be the case. I mean, you could look at it, you could see it on the counter and pull it out, maybe hold it, but you didn't know how it shot. Nobody had gave you an opinion of it. Somebody might say, yeah, that's a buster. That'll flat stop. That'll stop a pickup truck, son. Go ahead and buy that one. And but you didn't really get to see the real world effect of what it did to a shooter shooting with it. And I think the whole review thing has sort of led to a new era for people that buy guns. But at the same time, it's just those pesky people that just don't want to have any fun.
Well, that's right. And the nice thing about reviews is you get a first-hand look at the gun before you buy it online. If you're not going into a gun shop and you're shopping on guns.com, which is a great place to buy guns, you can watch some of the reviews and get an honest opinion on what we think about how it fits, how it feels, how the accuracy is, and how it works in the field.
Yeah, I would imagine that's important, too. Do you ever film any of your hunts?
I have done a couple. In fact, I had a cameraman with me for the entire African safari. So some of those videos will be showing up in various places. As I'm sure you can imagine, when we talk about criticism, hunting is a controversial topic right now. Not a lot of people like to see kill shots and animals harvested, even if we're doing it legally and with conservation and all that in mind.
Yeah, well, I'm not one of those. I don't really, this shying away from reality is one of those things that just irritates me to no end. We're getting ready to run out of time. I'm definitely having, I want you to come back because this is fascinating for me. I'm going to look deeper into your stuff and deeper into your body of work, and I'm going to be picking your brain, and who knows what I may become after I've had a good dose of your wisdom. I have no idea. But I do appreciate
being back with you.
Yes, ma'am. I've enjoyed having you here. Guns.com. You can either, the guns that she references, the guns that she reviews, probably for sale at guns.com. I think they only have like 15,000 for sale. I think the odds are probably everything she looks at, Kristen, is probably for sale there. So you can go see what she thinks of it and then go buy it there. Thank you, ma'am, for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up next, hour number two, I'm going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, because we didn't get to do it yesterday. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.